bloody Kenworthy.
It's an anything-goes situation since 1984, but see, your career goes back even further than that, though, doesn't it?
Musical career, certainly, yeah. I played in bands, so I had a band in my hometown of Kalgoorlie for 14 years, and beyond that, it turned into comedy. It was purely by accident. It was my mates telling me, you know, you should record some of this sort of stuff. And so I did, and they kept their word, and they bought it. So here we are 34 years later. Wow, how did that happen?
Time does travel, doesn't it? See, a lot of people would realise that you're actually born in Sydney, but you've spent most of your life over in Perth.
Well, in Western Australia, certainly. At 18, I'd left Sydney and travelled Australia. I did 3 laps of Australia with a country music variety show. And then I lobbed into Kalgoorlie. And as I say, I had a band there, you know, a cover band for 14 years. And what happened, we did the top 20. Whatever was on the top 20, we'd do it. And then when the song would drift out of the top 20, we'd leave it alone for a while, and it became my job to rewrite the lyrics and reintroduce the song. And eventually we found we're getting more requests for the bug it up version of the song than we were from the original. So that's how that started in comedy.
I think you was a bit of an electrician there at a certain time.
I was, yes. You've done your homework.
Oh, you've got to do a bit of research on the king of comedy, the outrageously funny good self. You love to push the boundaries, Kev, and one of the highlights, of course, is your parody songs, and one particular album that I've got great memories of back in high school, because it wasn't an album that you could hear on the radio, the certain tracks. Is your album like Kev's Back, The Return of the Yobbo, and this one certainly does take me back. It's just some of the tracks on there is just hilarious.
Oh, thank you very much, Kev. You know, I love doing it. It's not like it's a job. I get to pursue my hobbies.
Back in the 80s, back in the early 90s, you know, we're very politically correct these days, but that was back in the world where it was politically incorrect. And some of the songs like The Last Lager Waltz, just going back to your Kev's Back album, Living Next Door to Alan, the Indigenous family claiming land next door to the millionaire Alan Bond. Brilliant stuff. And what about Santa Claus? Shall we say some very interesting requests to Santa Claus in time for Christmas? That's a beauty.
Yeah, well, it's interesting you mentioned those songs, because all three of those songs I still do on the show, because they're highly requested songs, along with songs like Dilly Gaff and quite a number of others. But I'm always introducing new songs, because I continue to write, as I say, because this is my hobby. It's not a job.
You've been to Burnie a couple of times, haven't you? I'm correct in saying that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I love it. I love Tasmania. It's almost like a budget tour of England.
Very similar with the countryside.
Yeah.
Burnie Arts and Functions Centre, the town hall section. Go to the website, book at the box office, burniearts.net. And as you said there, Kev, we can see some of your old favourites. Intertwine them into some of the new songs.
Yep, that's how it works. Exactly how it works, Lee. As I say, it's not a chore. It's not an effort. I love Tasmania.
And those audiences can really expect anything at all to happen, just pushing the boundaries the Kevin Bloody Wilson way.
Hope so.
Good on you, Kev. Well, take care, and we look forward to seeing you. And thank you very much for your time to tell us all about it on 7VU Breakfast. And happy career so far, and let's hope it continues for many more years to come.
Good on you. Thanks.